Is lucky to be alive after her North St. Louis home was leveled.
And you don't remember hearing any sirens?
I didn't hear any sirens. I didn't hear any sirens at all.
She and her son were sitting inside as the tornado raged through, unable to get to safety.
So we made it to the front hall, and I grabbed for the door to open it up, and the wind just slammed it back and knocked us down, and everything just came on us.
Her home.
So that is the lady I was talking about earlier, my friend Gary Womack, who is a photographer at Channel 4, went out and shot this story of this lady living in a tent in her front yard. Why? Because she's afraid of looting, and she's still got all of her possessions. Believe it or not, she's still digging through the rubble looking for what she can still find, her possessions. In the meantime, she and her son are living in a tent in her front yard. And in this chilly weather, I'm sure pretty soon it's going to be in the hot weather. And you got to wonder, I know there are shelters, but she's afraid to go to a shelter for fear somebody's going to steal what she's got left while she's gone. I didn't hear her say whether she had insurance or not, but my guess is
I would think probably no.
She might not have.
Yeah.
And you know, you say it's a gamble. Well, this is the first time in 50 years something like this has happened in St. Louis.
Yeah, 1950s.
So the gamble
I think
has paid off
time
for a lot of these folks. Now, clearly, you would not have the roof coverage we talked about, or if your home flooded because of a broken pipe, you wouldn't have any coverage for that, which you know, frightens me thinking about it. But here's been my experience. So when this storm happened on the 16th, I was sitting on my back porch watching hail the size of, well, maybe not quite ping pong balls, but it was pretty good size hail hitting at my house. And I even saved some of it. I put it in a baggie and stuck it in my freezer because I'm like, I want to be able to prove to somebody how big this hail was if push comes to shove. And that day I called my friend Curtis Correll, the roofer, and I said, I need you to come out and take a look at my house because it hailed like hell, and I'm pretty sure my truck's dented, and it tore up the back bed cover I had on my truck. And he was there that evening by like 6:30 or 7 o'clock, and he got up on the roof and he goes, "Yeah, you've got pretty considerable damage up there." So Curtis, by the way, I'll just mention this to him, great guy. And his information is up on my Facebook page. If you need somebody you know you can trust my friend Curtis Correll, Correll Roofing. He's been down there helping in his spare time, there's not a lot of right now. He's been down there helping put tarps and stuff, spending his volunteer time putting tarps on roofs in the city for businesses and homes that are still intact, but obviously have roofing problems. So he's been one of the people down there volunteering. I think that speaks well of him. I had him come out, and I filed a claim with my insurance company. And, you know, I've got a homeowner's policy with a $2,500 deductible. To keep the premiums reasonable, that's the deductible we chose. At various times in my life as a homeowner, I've had $1,000 deductibles, $1,500 deductibles. Right now it's $2,500. And a new roof is $28,000. And then there's usually some depreciation on that depending on what kind of carrier insurance coverage you have. Here's what my insurance agent sent me after I told him, okay, I went on and checked the policy. It looks like I have a $2,500 deductible. And they're definitely going to have to replace the roof. This was his response to me. Well, you're in good news then, because you do not have the 1% wind and hail deductible like everyone else. He said, your renewal will have it. Every carrier in Missouri has moved that direction. When you take the 1%, it lowers your renewal cost a little bit. But it means that claims like this in the future would cost you $6,000 out of pocket.
Oh, my gosh.
So
wait, the 1%? I was thinking 1% of the total cost, but that would be $2,800.
On wind and hail damage.
Where are they getting that amount?
I don't know how they arrived at that.
I'm thinking 1% of what?
But they're all going to that.
Wow.
So, in other words, if your policy has recently renewed, you might already have it and not even know it. It wasn't like something you had to agree to. If you paid the renewal, you have agreed to it. So in the future, repairing your $28,000 roof would cost you $6,000 out of pocket instead of a hard dollar amount. Like, they're moving away from hard dollar amount deductibles to percentages.
And the problem is, if all of these companies are doing that, it's not like we can pick go with the one that's not doing
right.
this.
He said all the ones in Missouri is what he is what his comment was to me. Everybody in Missouri is going to this kind of a percentage instead of a hard deductible.
There's so many things that are written in fine print, not just with insurance policies and everything, but with ours, we had our roof redone, insurance covered that. Obviously, we had to pay our deductible, but then we had our siding done. So there was one side of the house that they covered in its entirety because they said that people walking or driving would see it line of sight. So they covered it. Now, the back also had pretty substantial hail damage, but because it wasn't considered line of sight, they would only pay to cover the specific parts of the siding that were damaged from the hail. So, of course, they nitpicked and counted. And then they also determined in our policy, we don't have what I believe is called a matching clause. So they said if the company that makes the siding no longer produces the exact one that was put on your home some 20 or 30 years ago, which, surprise, of course they don't, then you have to pay out of pocket if you want to get it to match. Otherwise, you have siding that's brand new sitting right next to siding that's been fading in the sun for some 30 odd years. Everyone I talked to, by the way, in my neighborhood, and many of us as of last May had to get our siding and roof redone, they all were told that they are not producing that siding anymore. So this obviously is a tactic that these companies use, these siding companies use, where they're discontinuing the siding so that it's constantly this new battle of, oh, well, then you have to get brand new siding because they don't make the one you had on your home. Yeah. So we paid thousands and thousands of dollars to not have the back of our home look ridiculous.
So your deductible is going to be 1% of the value of your home.
Oh, okay. So that explains it.
Yeah. So whatever your home is worth, your deductible is going to be 1%.
Woo, people might be wanting to downsize now. Oh, my gosh.
So if you just bought that $1 million home, guess what? Yeah, it's going to be more.
So, well, and you think about people who, in fact, this year was the year that St. Charles County came out and did the new appraisal, right? The new, what's the word I'm thinking of?
Well,
for tax purposes.
Yeah, exactly.
So a lot of people will be, both of us included, we live in St. Charles County, will get new rates.
Got it in the mail the other day.
Heads up, your
insurance is going up.
Yeah, your taxes are going up, and which means that our policies would go up for this thing. Fantastic.
Yes.
Mark, I'm so glad you enlightened me and made me feel so much better about any potential.
I just don't think most people know that.
No, I didn't know that until right now.
So, like, for example, the reason I would tell you that is if you realize you have some damage and you think you might be able to make a claim, but you're hesitant because you know it would cost you $2,500. Just understand that if next year there's another one of these storms and your policy has renewed, it's going to cost you a lot more out of pocket a year from now than it would to do it right now, assuming you still have the hard cash deductible and not the 1% yet. Because upon renewal, a lot of these policies are switching to the 1%. So I'm just trying to do a public service here and let people know this thing's going to cost you a lot more money moving forward. And
it's depressing.
You have to think it's because of repeated tornadoes or earthquakes or hurricanes or, I mean, all of these
fires
things have
in California.
Cost these insurance, these mega insurance companies, a ton of money.
Okay, so yes, a lot of repeated claims. We might have hail damage on our roof. We haven't had it inspected yet. We just had a new roof put on, like I said, recently. My dad said his agent told him all insurance policy, the prices are all going up.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that you have some massive, massive claims. But I mean, how often do we pour money into these companies every single month and we don't use it? I understand that these companies have to be profitable or it doesn't make any sense for them to remain in business. I get that. But I guess that's my question is it drives me absolutely bonkers, for example, with car insurance where you're paying all this money. You never use it. You have one accident, even if it's not your fault. If any sort of a claim is filed, then your rate goes up. That yeah. grinds my yeah. gears. And there's a commercial that tries to say, oh, your policy won't go up after the first accident. But guess what? Guarantee you if there's a second one, it's going to make up for the first one when it didn't go up. There's yep. always a gotcha.
I'm with you on that. I feel
maybe
your pain.
I'm just being very cynical, but I just have I would like to know what the profit
they're gonna,
is
they're
for these
make
insurance
theirs.
Companies.
They're going to make theirs. They've got the accountants ready to figure out what's going on. All right, quick break here. We're going to get to in other news when we come back next hour. Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First. John Lamping, by the way, will be with us next week. He's on vacation this week, so we'll get back to Senator Lamping next Tuesday. We'll be right back.